The International Red Cross Federation says its most immediate concern is to get life-saving emergency aid to hundreds of thousands of survivors of Haiti's catastrophic earthquake. But Red Cross spokesman Matthew Cochran tells VOA the needs of people go beyond the immediate emergency response, and that is what its $100 million appeal is meant to address.
Lives have been absolutely destroyed. Houses have been destroyed. Community infrastructure has been absolutely destroyed. And we very much are committed to being involved in the rebuilding of Haiti once the relief operation winds down in 6 to 9 months.
Cochran says the Red Cross is making progress in getting together all the elements needed to scale up its humanitarian operation. In the past couple of days, he says two planes carrying 22 tons of aid landed in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. He says a convoy of aid supplies, including a 50-bed field hospital and disaster experts, arrived overland from the Dominican Republic. He says the earthquake victims are in desperate need of food, water, medical assistance, and shelter. In the coming weeks, he says, the Red Cross will concentrate much of its effort on providing clean water. He says this is crucial to reduce the risk of waterborne and water-related diseases.
Dysentery, diarrheal diseases, these were threats that were posed to Haitians even before the earthquake. And now that this damage is being done to that last bit of social infrastructure, that last bit of social support, there are huge concerns that we'll see outbreaks of entirely treatable and preventable, but nonetheless very deadly illnesses, and so that has to be a focus.
Up to now, international aid operations have been centered on the capital, Port-au-Prince, but little attention has been given to the outlying areas because of the difficulty of reaching them. Cochran says the Red Cross has some preliminary assessments of the severity of the damage caused by the earthquake in three places. He says aid workers report between 80% and 90% of the town of Léogane has been destroyed. In Gressier, up to 50% of the town has been destroyed, and in Carrefour, he says there are reports of people still being trapped in collapsed buildings. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.